ABCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perron.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. A lot of people were very surprised last week because it was April the 1st, and they heard something that they didn't actually expect to hear if they hadn't been paying attention for the last few months. Now, as you know, we have been doing a series of monthly anniversary programs which are broadcast on the last Sunday of every month for the 90th anniversary of Happy Station coming up in November. Now, the program that we did for March, well, we announced it as March 25th. We announced it as March 25th, but actually we didn't do it then. Instead, we just had a regular program, and then we broadcast the anniversary program on April the 1st. This is actually something that we actually had planned to do, and we wanted to see if anybody would catch it, and actually, a number of you have. The ones that did catch it as, an April Fool's Day joke, that we kind of switched things around, we actually have sent something your way as a little thank you. You can say it was an impromptu contest of some kind. Yeah, I don't know what else you can say about that. It was an improv contest that actually worked out quite well. So who knows what we'll do next year. Next year, maybe I'll come on and say my day. Let me think. Actually, I did have something in mind for next year, but I don't think we could do it now unless I remember, because it's completely slipped my memory. Anyway, doesn't matter at all. Nice to have you with us today. This is one of our programs that we record way in advance, and I will tell you about that in a moment. But first, let's begin with Udo Jürgens, the well-known Austrian singer-songwriter, with a song which translates into English as Summer Wine.
War schon dunkel, als ich durch Vorstadtstraßen heimwärts ging. Da war ein Wirtshaus, aus dem das Licht noch auf den Gehsteig schien. Ich hatte Zeit und mir war kalt, drum trat ich ein. Da saßen Männer mit braunen Augen und mit schwarzem Haar. Und aus der Jukebox erklang Musik, die fremd und südlich war. Als man mich sah, stand einer auf und lud mich ein. Griechischer Wein ist so wie das Blut der Erde, komm, schenk dir ein. Und wenn ich dann traurig werde, liegt es daran, dass ich immer träume von daheim. Du musst verzeihen, griechischer Wein und die nochmal ein, denn ich fühle die Sehnsucht wieder in dieser Stadt. Werde ich immer nur ein Fremder sein und allein. Und dann erzählten sie mir von grünen Hügeln, Meer und Wind. Alten Häusern und jungen Frauen, die alleine sind.
und von dem Kind, das seinen Vater noch nie sah. Sie sagten sich immer wieder, irgendwann geht es zurück. Und das Ersparte genügt zu Hause für ein kleines Glück. Und bald denkt keiner mehr daran, wie es hier war. Griechischer Wein ist so wie das Blut der Erde. Komm, schenk dir ein. Und wenn ich dann traurig werde, liegt es daran, dass ich immer träume von daheim. Du musst verzeihen. Griechischer Wein und die altvertrauten Lieder schenk nochmal ein, denn ich fühl die Sehnsucht wieder in. In dieser Stadt werde ich immer nur ein Fremder sein und allein.
Udo Jürgens with one of his big hits from the 1970s, Summer Wine, here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. Now, at the top of the program, I said that this week's program, of course, is recorded well in advance, actually 2 weeks in advance, and that's because of another holiday. Now, it does seem that over the last maybe four and a half months now, we've actually had a number of holidays, and actually that is true. We've had more together in a very short period of time than we normally would get, and that has to do with the Chinese zodiac calendar. So this past week was the what is known as the Tomb Sweeping Festival, which actually is technically April the 5th, which was this past Thursday. But we also had the Wednesday off. So, in fact, we had a five-day holiday. The reason why we had Wednesday off, even though it has nothing to do with tomb sweeping, is because it's Children's Day, so everything is also closed then. So it was a very short week. We only had work on Monday and Tuesday, and then we had Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off. And then everything gets back to normal until the next holiday, which is actually coming up. I know, but I don't even want to think about that right now. But it is actually kind of nice to have a year where all the holidays kind of fall together at one point. Because there are some years, depending on the Chinese zodiac calendar, where long periods of time can go by and you're like, when do we have a holiday? When do we have a holiday? But anyway, another five-day holiday, absolutely fantastic. Now, you may be asking, what is Tomb Sweeping Day? That's the name in English. It also is known as Qingming, which is in Chinese, or of course the Qingming Festival. Now, this is a traditional Chinese festival on the first day of the fifth solar term of the Chinese lunar calendar, and it marks the 15th day of the spring equinox, which is either the 4th or 5th of April, depending, of course, on the year. And another translation that people call this holiday, there's two other names, which are translated into English as the Chinese Memorial Day or Ancestors Day. Now, this is a very, very big public holiday, especially here in Taiwan, more so than in other parts of Asia. And it is a way to actually celebrate the dead. Now, if you have ever been to Asia, you will know that cemeteries in Taiwan, Hong Kong, and even parts of China and Singapore look very different. They're very, very different than cemeteries that you would find anywhere else. And this is a day where family go and celebrate their ancestors by cleaning their graves and putting flowers and doing some gardening and putting gifts for them and everything else. And there are areas, I remember last year at this time, I decided to take a motorcycle ride to the city of Geelong, which is north of Taipei. It's not that far. It's about, I would estimate, maybe 35-40 kilometers. Now, Geelong actually has a number of cemeteries in the vicinity. A lot. And a lot of very well-known cemeteries. And the road, actually, that you would normally take to Geelong was incredibly congested with traffic. In fact, on the day itself, a friend of mine was actually going up there with his family to go to the grave of their ancestors. And I said to him, well, I'll see you there for lunch. And he said, really? I said, yeah, I'll see you there for lunch. Well, what happened was, I mean, this is how crazy it was. I left home at approximately 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning. They left a little bit earlier. And I thought, well, if you're driving a motorcycle, you can usually get to destinations a lot faster than you would if you go by car. So they left a lot earlier than I did. Anyway, I left around 9 or 10 and got there just before 12 o'clock. Well, I said, well, where are you? And he said, I don't want to say too much, might as well. Anyway, what happened was I said, where are you? And he said to me, oh, we're at the corner of such and such. And I said, in which city? Because there's some cities here that will have the same street names, right? So I thought they were already in the Geelong area, but no, they were still in Taipei. They were stuck in traffic for approximately 4.5 hours, 4.5 hours, and hardly even moved. And it's the same every tomb sweeping holiday, especially going in areas where there are graveyards. And I said, well, what time do you think you'll get here? As I said, I want to have lunch and then I have some other things to do. And he said, well, maybe in the next 2 hours. And I said, well, it's okay, I'll wait. Well, after 2 hours had gone by, guess what happened? Still a no-show. They were then only halfway. So what happened was, essentially, they had left Taipei very early in the morning, arrived at the graveyard site, which is just in the Geelong vicinity, all right, 6 hours and 22 minutes later, exactly, because I used a timer to time exactly when they left. 6 hours and 22 minutes later, which took me a lot less time than that. Anyway, by the time that was done, and they went there, and they had their lunch, late lunch, and did all the tomb-sweeping stuff, and then got back to Taipei, it was 11 o'clock in the evening. I mean, this is how insane it can be, and this is why I always say motorcycles are always faster. The problem, though, what they did is they made a little bit of a mistake, because the road that they took, even though, for example, on a day like today, or any normal day, yes, it's actually very fast to get there. Because it's one road, and it basically it's the number five provincial road, and it goes right from Taipei to Geelong. The route that I took was a little bit longer and a little bit more complicated because I actually decided to go right over the Yanming Mountain, right to the top of the mountain, and then down on the other side, which actually adds a considerable amount of distance. It adds an extra 30 kilometers, so almost 70 in total to get there. But it was faster. It was a lot faster than the route that they took. So you're probably wondering, why didn't they just take that route instead of the one that they did take? Well, that's very easy to explain. The Yanmingshan Mountains, which are very, quite extraordinary, has a very vast road network in to go in and around and over and top and under and through and everything in the mountains. But anyway, A lot of the roads are the newer roads, which are also provincial highways, which are two-lane traffic roads, and they're quite wide, and trucks can handle them, and cars and everything. And they're, you know, normal. These roads are the ones to avoid because there's also a lot of traffic on it. But if you are familiar with the mountain and actually have an older map, which is what I was using, an older actual printed map, you can find the roads where they lead to of the original roads that were probably constructed in the 1930s and 40s. Some of them even go back further than that. Now, these are really narrow, windy, twisty. Some parts are even missing and turns into gibberish and mud and just water. But if you're on a motorcycle, it's a lot easier to get through. And at the same time, you actually end up seeing a lot of things that you normally wouldn't see if you had taken the more modern roads. So, hip, hip, hooray for the motorcycle. That's the only thing I can say on that. It is a lot easier to get around. Now, I can't really tell you right now what I did for this past holiday because this program was recorded well in advance. But hopefully it isn't raining and I was able to do something and I will remember to tell you about it if you are interested. Probably not. You just probably tune in and then tune out right away, which is fine too. It's fine too. It doesn't matter. Anyway, time for music now. Let's have a little listen to UB40 and another song about wine, but this time red, red wine. Actually, it was a Tidial Diamond song, but anyway, here they are, UB40. UB40 and Red Red Wine here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. Now, let's move on to something else. Many of you, of course, would be familiar with our weekly communications program, Media Network Plus. Well, Media Network Plus is going to be having a major facelift. A very big facelift. Now, the series will be coming to an end by the summer. But it will be replaced. It will be replaced. Instead of a weekly radio program, it will be a weekly television program of 30 minutes, each episode looking at a specific aspect of the media. It will be widening, much wider than it is now, and will be in a documentary format, and that's going to be coming later on in the fall. So the first series of programs for the new Media Network Plus, it's just going to be called Media Network Plus, is actually coming in the fall, and we will tell you more about the distribution platform, and also when all six programs will be made available, because instead of doing the program 1 week, 1 week, 1 week, we will make all six available at one time, so you can either watch all six, and that's about it. So yes, the show is getting a completely complete makeover. Now, as for hosting the show, no, I won't be doing that. I will be doing some bits and pieces on it, but I don't have the time to present it. The program will have a new presenter, but I will still be acting as producer and executive producer for the television series. So stay tuned to find out more about that when we actually get closer to the date. All right, there's been a lot of talking on today's program, so let's keep this one short. Let's have music now and a little bit of Roger Whittaker and A Special Kind of Man.
Myself, I'm made of nothing, and my head is stuffed with hay. But my brother was a poet, or at least that's what they say. Myself, I'm made of nothing, I am just an also-ran. My brother was a poet, and a very special kind of man. He painted scenes of dragons, knights in armor, bold and brave, and shown me how they rescued ladies fair. And I've killed 100 dragons, rescued damsels in distress, and that really isn't bad for a man who wasn't there. Oh, myself, I'm made of nothing, my head is stuffed with hay, but my brother was a poet, or at least that's what they say. Myself, I'm made of nothing, I'm just an also-ran, but my brother was a poet, and a very special kind of man. He's done so much with his fine words to brighten up our lives, with his poems of the working men, their mothers and their wives. Had a short life and a sweet one, had no time to plot or plan. My brother was a poet, and a very special kind of man. Oh, myself, I'm made of nothing, my head is stuffed with hay, but my brother was a poet, or at least that's what they say. Myself, I'm made of nothing, I'm just an also-ran, but my brother was a poet, and a very special kind of man. Oh, myself, I'm made of nothing, my head is stuffed with hay, but my brother was a poet, or at least that's what they say. Myself, I'm made of nothing, I'm just an also-ran, but my brother was a poet, and a very special kind of man.
Roger Whittaker, A Special Kind of Man, here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. Let's see. What do we have here? I just told you about Media Network Plus. The radio series is being axed, but it is coming back as a six-part documentary series at the end of the summer. Another change that we are making is for our transmissions and our programs to the Pacific. Programs such as Focus Asia Pacific will continue in their regular format. At the moment, there are three versions of Focus Asia Pacific produced a day. There's one in the morning, afternoon, and then in the evening. And then on Fridays and Saturdays, there is a weekly 30-minute edition, which is not just a recap of some of the stories for our listeners in the Pacific, but this is also a program that we distribute through the World Radio Network and through our partner stations. Now, Focus Asia Pacific, the daily, three times daily, 15-minute editions is going to be reduced to two 15-minute editions a day. So one in the morning and then one in the evening. Now, what are we doing with that 15 minutes that we lost? Well, that's because there is going to be another 30-minute edition of Focus Asia Pacific produced on Sundays. So, at the moment, you see we have Focus Asia Pacific Monday to Friday, three times a day, 15 minutes. And then on Fridays, which is also repeated on Saturday in some areas, but on Fridays, a 30-minute edition. So the other change will be two times over 5 days of Focus Asia Pacific, 15 minutes to the Pacific. On Saturdays, a full 30-minute edition, and then also on Sundays. And that's also a change that is coming in the fall time or at the end of the summer, probably September. But we will inform you when all those changes are going to be taking place, and we will give you all the details. The program will still be able to be heard through its regular distribution channels. And the Sunday one, of course, will be, well, also through the same distribution channels and possibly even more, because some stations will find it probably easier to put into a schedule on a Sunday instead of a Friday or a Saturday. But we will give you more details about that when we get closer to it. Time for music now. Venky Myra and Manana.
Thank you.
Venky Mara and the James Last Orchestra with Manana. Now, we're going to move to another piece of music right away, so we can try to put in as many as possible today. There are many compositions, of course, by various composers, singer-songwriters, that are covered by other musicians and other orchestras. Now, sometimes they work and sometimes they don't. Of course, that really depends on how good the composition is. Now, for example, the Beatles, anything written by John Lennon or Paul McCartney, many of those have been performed in classical styles, jazz, and even salsa, and that has to do with the structure of the composition. Another one that actually has been covered a number of times before is a song by John Phillips that was made popular when he was, of course, the leader and writer of the Mamas and the Papas. One of their big hits was called California Dreaming, and this is one of my favorite orchestral arrangements of that song. It's performed by Enoch Light and the Light Brigade.
Turn away, 未来有一个人。 向左向右向前看，爱要拐几个弯才来。我遇见谁会有怎样的对白，我等的人他在多远的未来，我听见风来自地铁和人海，我排着队拿着爱的号码牌。受伤害，我看着路梦的入口有点窄，我遇见你是最美丽的意外。总有一天我的谜底会解开。
What have I got to do to make you love me? What have I got to do to make you care? What do I do when lightning strikes me and I wake to find you're not there? What do I do to make you want me? What do I do to be heard? What do I all over? Sorry seems to be the hardest word. It's sad, so sad. It's a sad, sad situation, and it's getting more and more absurd. Well, it seems to me sorry seems to be the hardest word. Thank you.
hardest word. What do I do to make you love me? What do I do to be heard? What do I do when lightning strikes me? What have I got to do? What have I got to do when sorry seems to be
Yes, that was a very soft tone for Happy Station. Three very nice songs. Sorry seems to be the hardest word. Jimmy Scott, or as he was once on Little Jimmy Scott. For that, Singaporean singer Sun Yat-sen with a song called Turn Left, Turn Right. That was a big hit a number of years ago. She's a fantastic singer. And we began the set with Enoch Light and the Light Brigade and California Dreaming. Why did we decide to play three slow numbers all in a row? I don't think it's something that we've ever done. And it's actually just three very nice songs that I actually happen to like. And I thought that we would try to play a little bit now more music on the program, since last week we didn't play that much. And as tradition with the program, many of you say you don't play enough music. Some people say you play too much music, so it's trying to find a very fine line indeed, which isn't always easy. Sometimes when we come in to do the program, we actually have a stack of songs. And what will happen is I will sit there and I'll choose things and I'll go, oh yeah, I like this one, and I'll put that aside. Oh, I like this one, and I'll put that one aside, and so on and so on. Which is a little bit ridiculous, because after about an hour I have a whole stack and we only end up playing maybe 3%. That's how much music we actually bring into the studio, about 3% of what I thought about playing. Usually I bring enough music into the studio for about 4 or 5 shows, even more sometimes. But even though I write down a final list of what we do, what we intend to play before we start to record, sometimes I'll change things and we don't have to run to the third floor because everything is here. Yeah, I know. I don't know why I do that, but it's something that I always did. I remember when I was at China Radio International, you may remember a few weeks ago, I talked about when I was doing the program in the afternoon, the Keith and Li Qian show with my co-host Li Qian. And that was 3 hours. But we would go into the studio with, seeing like a week of music. I don't know if you remember, they still have them now, but when milk is delivered to store, they're in these crates, usually made of a kind of plastic. And we had a whole bunch of them. And I had fitted wheels at the bottom so we could drag them off to the studio. And it was like pulling a train. I would have a whole bunch of them. And Li Qian would always look at me and say, Keith, do you intend on playing even half of the stuff that you have in these crates? And I always said, well, no. But I said, we always have to remember, because people do request songs when we're on the air, to bring the most requested and most popular songs that people would probably want to hear. So at least we have them. And I don't have to say, Li Qian, can you go upstairs while I stay here in the control room and look for that disc? And then she looked at me and she said, okay, smart idea. Because actually it was a little bit inconvenient, even though the way the studios were set up, there were 4 lifts, but they were always in operation. And otherwise you had to walk up 3 or 4 flights of stairs to the English department of China Radio International. And neither of us enjoyed doing that, because it's walking to the end of the building, then up the 3 or 4 flights of stairs, and then do a left turn, a right turn, and then by the time you actually get to the wherever all the music was, it was actually time to go home. I mean, it wasn't exactly a close distance. So that's why I had the CD train, as she affectionately called on the air. And I remember at a live event that we did one time, because people had heard us talk about the CD train, we decided to bring the CD train with us to this live event. And when they introduced us, we walked on stage and I was pulling the CD train of these five milk carts all tied together with one rope. Yeah, it was rather interesting indeed. Okay, time for music again and a little bit of Simon and Garfunkel and Mrs. Robinson. Simon and Garfunkel, Mrs. Robinson. All right, we are running out of time. If you wish to contact us, PCJ, QSL at PCJmedia.com. We're going to end today with Barry Gray and his orchestra. And he was well known for producing the music for a number of television series in the 60s and 70s. Most notably, I think one of the most famous ones, of course, was Thunderbirds. The Thunderbirds, Joe 90 hijacked, Space 1999, and many, many others. The one we're going to take a listen to is the signature tune to the series, which was an animation series. Not animation, marionettes. Remember, it was Super Marionation. Yes, Super Marionation. The series Joe 90. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Powell wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara. ¶¶